Scholastic Audio presents The Sin Eater's Daughter by Melinda Salisbury, read by Amy Shields. Chapter 1. Even when there are no prisoners, I can still hear the screams. They live in the walls like ghosts and echo between footsteps. If you travel down deep into the belly of the castle, beneath the barracks where the guards sleep, beneath the telling room, that is where they linger behind the quiet moments. The first time I was brought down here, I asked my guards what they did to make the prisoners scream so. One of them, Doran, looked at me and shook his head. His lips pressed together so tightly they turned white, his pace quickening toward the telling room. I remember at the time feeling a thrill of fear, the idea of something so terrible, so horrifying, that even my calm, strong guard couldn't say it aloud. I promised myself that I'd find out, that I'd discover this dark secret hidden underground. In my 13th harvest year, I was naive, hopelessly, blindly naive. When I first came to the castle, many, many moons ago, I was awed by it, by the decor and the beauty and the richness of it all. There are no rushes on the floor here, no straw embedded with lavender and basil to keep it sweet smelling. The queen demanded carpets, rugs, runners woven especially for her to tread upon, and so our footsteps are muted as we walk. The walls behind the rich red and blue tapestries are grey stone.